耶稣的启示录。
And the last book in the New Testament is the book of Revelation.
啊，这是主耶稣基督的启示。
This is the revelations from the Lord Jesus.
啊，主要有两个内容。
And the content, there are two major contents.
啊，一个谈到神的教会。
One is talking about the Church of God.
啊，另外一个是谈到这个世界。
The other ones is talking about the world.
啊，尤其是握在恶者手下的世界。
It is the world that is under the control of the evil one.
那这两个层面都向着同一个目标在前进。
And these two perspectives is moving towards the same direction.
啊，就是向着主耶稣再来的那一个目标前进。
And they are moving towards the direction of the second coming of Christ.
啊，当达到最后的终点的时候，啊，教会啊要被提。
When it reaches the end, the church will be exalted.
啊，就是啊，神的百姓啊，蒙拯救啊，进入神主耶稣所准备的国度。
That is God's people will be saved and they will be entering into the kingdom of God.
那这个世界啊也结束了啊，完全的啊被审判毁灭。
The world will end. It will go through judgment and then it will be completely destroyed.
那在启示录里头有很多象征性的数字啊或者形象。
And in the book of Revelation, there's also a lot of symbolic images or symbolic numbers.
那对启示录的解释啊，我们也常常要引用借用啊旧约。
And in order to explain the content of Revelation, a lot of time we have to use the Old Testament.
那主耶稣的启示啊，是要给所有的啊神的百姓。
The revelation of the Lord Jesus is meant for God's people.
啊，借着神的使者来给这个使徒约翰。
And it was conveyed through the messenger of God to John.
然后约翰啊，他将所看见、所听见的，把它记录下来。
And John recorded what he has heard and saw in the book.
啊，就是我们新约圣经最后一卷的启示录。
And what he's seen and heard was recorded in the book of Revelation.
好，我们请看启示录第四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章啊，第一节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 1.
此后我观看见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
After these things I look, and behold a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this.
第二章第三章是给当时的七教会的书信。
Chapter 2 and 3 were the letters to the churches at the time.
啊，主耶稣都说我知道。
And Jesus would say I know.
啊，主耶稣知道当时教会的情形。
Jesus knew the situation of the churches at the time.
啊，主耶稣最后都勉励他们啊要得胜。
And Jesus encouraged them to overcome or to be victorious.
啊，但是从教会的历史我们知道啊，那时候的教会并没有得胜。
But from history we know that the churches at the time they did not overcome it.
啊，好，那第四章的第一节说，这里说到这个天上有门开了，那表示本来是关的。
And so chapter 4 begins with describing a door opening in heaven, and that means that the door was closed before.
啊，因为奥秘启示啊，这是属于神的。
Because mystery and revelation belongs to God.
啊，如果神没有让人知道，对人来讲就好像关着的门。
And unless God revealed it to men, to us, it will just be like the door being closed.
啊，那约翰他看见，而且他听见。啊，好像吹号的声音。
And so, John saw and also heard a voice, like a trumpet speaking.
那从民数记第十章，我们知道，在走旷野路的时候，吹号的声音啊，是传达信息用的。
And from Numbers chapter 4, we know that when they were sounding the trumpet, it is to relay a message.
啊，借着吹号的声音，他们知道什么时候要开始走。
And through the sound of the trumpet, they know when to start moving.
啊，借着吹号的声音，他们知道啊什么时候停下来，来休息。
And through the sound of the trumpet, they knew when they should stop and rest.
哦，那约翰也被邀请说，你上到这里来。
And so a voice said to John, "Come up here."
哦，那目的就是要将以后必成的事来指示他。
And the purpose is to show him things that will happen in the future.
哦，那不但是给约翰哈，是要给所有神的百姓。
And this is not only meant for John, but this is meant for all God's people.
啊，尤其是我们这些属于啊末世的神的百姓。
Especially for us, the people of God who live in the latter day.
哦，那这个必成的事呢？啊，包括着神的教会，包括着这个世界。
And so the things that must happen encompasses things that happen to the church as well as the world.
啊，第二节我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上的。
Chapter 4, verse 2 said, Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne sat in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
啊，所以这个约翰啊，他就进入了灵里头。
And so John was in the spirit.
啊，那首先他所看到的啊，就是这个很荣耀、很威严的宝座。
And so he said, the first thing he saw was a very glorious and mighty throne.
好，我们再跳过来看第五章的第一节。
Let's skip to chapter 5, verse 1.
第一节，我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用漆印封严了。
And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back sealed with 7 seals.
啊，这个神的信息啊，啊，通常都是两面都写字的。
And God's messages are oftentimes written on both sides.
啊，比如说那个两块滑板十诫，也是滑板的两面都写着字。
For example, the two tablets of stone that were written, the commandments, both sides were written.
那同样的，当神没有要让人知道的时候，啊，就好像用印封住了。
And on the same token, when God have not yet revealed to men, and it just seems like it was sealed with a seal.
啊，第二节我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁被展开那书卷，揭开那漆印呢？
Verse 2, then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?"
啊，如果要知道啊以后必成的事，那一定要打开这个书卷。一定要打开这个印。
So in order to know things that must happen in the future, they have to open the seal and open the scroll.
哦，那到底谁能够来做这个事情
？So who can do these things?
第三节，在天上、地上、地底下，没有人展开能观看那书卷的。
And verse 3 said, No one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it.
啊，那第三节啊，让人觉得很沮丧的是，似乎没有人能够来打开这个书卷。
And what's said in verse 3, it mentioned that it seems like no one could open the scroll.
啊，所以约翰就啊非常的着急。
So John was very anxious.
第四节，因为没有配展开啊配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。
And verse 4 said, So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it.
哦，约翰已经在灵里头。
John was already in the spirit.
哦，他知道这是非常重要的信息。
And he knew that this is a very important message.
哦，但是没有人能够打开。
But no one can open it.
哦，所以他就不由自主的就大哭。
So without realizing it, he wept.
哦，一个爱神的国的人啊，常常啊是会有这样子的一种心情。
And so this is often the feeling of one who really loves the kingdom of God.
第五节，长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭，看哪、啊，犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那漆印。”
Verse 5, but one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its 7 seals.
哦，那长老的描述，我们就可以知道说，主耶稣他配得来展开这个书卷。
And from the description of the elders, we knew that it was the Lord Jesus who is the one that is worthy to open the scroll.
哦，在 这个人的这个救赎的时间跟空间里头，天父真神跟救主耶稣基督常常是处在这种分开的关系。
And so under the time and space that we understood salvation, a lot of time God and the Lord Jesus were separated, seems to be in a separate place.
那这是用我们人的理性跟逻辑是很难去了解的。
And using our own reasoning and logic, it's very hard to understand this.
比如我们请看约翰福音第三章。
For example, let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十三节。
John chapter 3, verse 13.
十三节，除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
13. No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven.
那主耶稣他说，我从天上来，我现在还在天上。
And the Lord Jesus Christ here claimed that he came from heaven, but he is still in heaven.
那这是我们没有一个人做得到的。
So none of us human can do this.
我在这里，我就不会在厄本。
Because if I'm here, then I cannot be at Irvine at the same time.
如果今天晚上我在 Irvine, 我就不会在这里。
If tonight I'm at Irvine, then I will not be here.
但是主耶稣说我在这里，我也在 Irvine。
But the Lord Jesus Christ said here that I'm here and I'm also at Irvine.
那这已经超过了人的经验，人的这个逻辑。
So this surpasses man's experience as well as man's logic.
好，那请我们再看启示录六章第一节。
Let's also turn to Revelation chapter 6, verse 1.
第一节，我看见羔羊揭开七印中的第一印的时候，就听见四活物中有一个活物，声音如雷说：“你来。”
Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see."
那这就是对将来必成的事的预言的正式的开始。
And so this is the actual beginning of the revelations of what will happen in the future.
所以这个第一印的解释就变得非常的重要。
So the explanation of the first seal is becomes very important.
那这个第一印的解释也成为整个了解启示录的一个重要的关键。
And this is also the key point in understanding the book of Revelations.
那以我们教会我们的在圣灵的带领之下我们的了解，这个第一印在讲的就是在讲教会。
And so for us, for the True Jesus Church, the way we understand it, the first seal is referring to the church.
有圣灵来同在的教会。
A church with the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
从使徒行传我们看到最原始的教会的建立是靠着圣灵来建立的。
And from Acts, we know that in the very beginning, the church was established by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣灵跟教会是有着非常密切的关系。
So the church and the Holy Spirit has a very close relationship.
就好像说身体没有灵魂，那就是死的。
Just like a body without spirit or without soul is a dead.
那一个教会如果没有神的灵，那这个教会也是死的。
So if a church has no God's spirit in it, then this church also dead.
第二节，我就观看见有一匹白马骑在马上的，拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他，他便出来，胜的又要胜。
Verse 2, and I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer.
这个神的教会他是这个从一开始得胜，一直到最后还是得胜。
And so God's church, it will be victorious from the beginning all the way to the end.
他拿着这个弓箭。
It has a bow.
那有这个荣耀的冠冕。
And a glorious crown.
那我们再请参考十九章的十一节。
Also, let's refer to chapter 19, verse 11.
十九章十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 11.
十一节，我看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义。
Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war.
那这个白马跟骑白马的啊出现之后啊，就一路的啊一直到结尾啊，到这个比如说在十九章这里啊又提到啊这个白马骑在上面的征战都按着公义。
And so after the white horse and the rider appeared, it continues ongoing until it, for example, in chapter 19 here, also referred to the white horse and the one who ride on him was called Faithful and True.
哦，这个神的教会要从开始就得胜啊，一直到最后还是得胜。
And so God's church will be victorious from the beginning all the way to the end.
哦，那个主耶稣基督是教会的头。
And the Lord Jesus is the head of the church.
哦，那教会成为主耶稣拯救世人的工具。
And church will become the vessels in which the Lord Jesus will save the world.
那我们这些神的百姓啊，也要跟主耶稣一样是骑着白马。
And so all the people of God will be like the Lord Jesus. We will sit on a white horse.
请看十九章的十四节。
Also read chapter 19, verse 14.
十四节，在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses.
那我们都是在耶稣宝血的救赎之下，我们都是天上的人。
And so all of us, because we were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, we are people belonging to heaven.
我们是还生活在地上的属灵的人。
And we are a spiritual people who still live in the world.
那我们要像主耶稣那样子，是骑着白马，是穿着细麻衣，又白又洁。
And we are like the Lord Jesus. We will ride on white horses and clothed in fine linen.
所以整个启示录啊，是这个教会啊跟世界这两个层面平行的在往前进。
And so in the book of Revelation, the church and the world were progressing at the same pace.
那因为这个世界常常指的是握在恶者手下的世界。
Because the world is often referring to the world that is under the control of the evil one.
那就因为这个撒旦，所以让这个世界跟教会啊，它常常是对立的。
Because of Satan, therefore the church and the world are often against one another.
那而且常常是很强烈的对立。
And they are in great conflict with one another.
所以我们在看启示录里头会有很多描写啊，它是也是平行的。
And so in the book of Revelation, we'll see a lot of descriptions or illustration that are relative, that are the same.
不是，是平行
like,
啊 ，parallel.
That parallel.
我举几个，我们看几个例子。
We'll look at a few examples.
启示录里头会，我们可以看到两种的印记。
In the book of Revelation, we can find two kind of seals.
第一个，我们请看启示录第七章。
The first one, let's refer to Revelation chapter 7.
启示录七章第三我们先看第六章的十七节。
Let us first read chapter 6, verse 17.
十七节，因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢
？For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand？
这是在开了第六印之后。
This happened after the sixth seal was opened.
这整个世界、整个自然界有很大的变动。
And there's a lot of changes in the world.
那十五节在描述这个地上的人，属地上的人，各种层面的人，他们都非常的惊恐，非常的害怕。
And in chapter 6, verse 15, it refers to the people of the earth who's come from different statuses and different places. They are all very afraid.
他们不但藏起来，甚至希望说这个山啊或岩石会倒在他们身上。
They not only that they hit themselves, but they wish that these rocks or mountain will just fall on them.
因为他们没有办法去面对这个坐宝座的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
Because they were not able to face the one who sit on the throne, they were not able to face his wrath.
在15节说到君王，地上的君王也是一样。
And so verse 15 mentions even the kings of the earth is the same.
为奴的，你是属地上的，也是一样站立不住。
Even the slave, as long as you belong to this world, you will not be able to stand.
那所以十七节说，在这样神的愤怒的大日子，谁能站立得住呢？
So verse 17 asks, for when this great day of wrath hath happened, who is able to stand?
那就是那些有被神盖印的人。
And only those that has been sealed by God.
第三节，地与海并树木，你们不可伤害。等我们应了我们神众仆人的额。
Chapter 7, verse 3, saying, Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
这些额头上有被神盖印的人，他们才站立得住。
So those that have the seal of God on their foreheads, they are the one that will be able to stand.
那这些人是哪些人？
So who are these people?
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节此后，我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
Verse 9, after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands.
那这些人呢？这里说是从各国各族各方来的。
So it says these great multitudes come from all nations, tribes, and peoples.
他们身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
They clothed with white robes with palm branches in their hands.
那什么叫做身穿白衣？
What does it mean that they are clothed with white robes?
我们跳过来看十四节。
Let's skip to verse 14.
我对他说：“我主，你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。”
And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
那这些他们为什么他们穿白衣是因为羔羊的血把他们的衣裳洗白净了。
Here they were able to clothe in a white and clean clothing is because the blood of the Lamb have washed it clean.
那而且呢他们遇到患难的时候，他们坚持他们的信仰。
Furthermore, these are the ones that are come out of great tribulation.
那这个手拿棕树枝就表示得胜。
And those with palm branches in their hands represent those that who are victorious.
从患难当中出来得胜了。
They were able to come out of great tribulations and they were victorious.
我们再请看第九章的第四节。
Also read chapter 9, verse 4.
愤怒他们说不可伤害地上的草和各样的青物并一切树木唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。
They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green things or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
所以有神的印记的这个是分别的是得到保护的。
And so those with seals from God were set apart, they were separated and protected.
那我们对照保罗的书信，我们就知道这个印记指的就是圣灵。
If we refer to Paul's writings, we know that the seal refers to the Holy Spirit.
那这个世界的王啊，他也要给人印记。
And but the kings of the earth will also give seals to men.
我们请看启示录十三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 13.
启示录十三章十六节。
Revelation 13 verse 16.
他又叫众人无论大小贫富自主的为奴的都在右手上或在额上受一个印记。
He causes all both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads.
那这里讲的印记啊是受的印记。
And these the seal on the forehead or mark hereReferring to the seal of the beast.
十七节，除了那受印记、有了寿命或有寿命数目的，都不得做买卖。
17, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name.
所以这个握在恶者手下的世界，它也渐渐形成，好像一个势力，一个国度。
And so this world that under the control of the evil one or Satan, it also has its own structure and its own order.
哦，神给人印记，这个兽他也要给人印记。
So when God gave His people seals, these beasts will also do the same thing.
好，那在启示录里头也讲到两种的国度。
And in the book of Revelation, it also talk about two types of kingdom.
我们请看第一章的第六节。
Let's turn to chapter
启示录一章六节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 6.
第六节，使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
He has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
这里说让我们成为国王跟祭司。
Here it says that it will make us kings and priests.
那这个国王又翻译成这个国民或者是国度。
And so the word kings here, some have translated to people or kingdom.
神的百姓要成为神的国度。
God's people will become God's kingdom.
那神的每一个百姓也要跟主耶稣一样是当王的。
So all the people of God will be like the Lord Jesus, they are kings.
那到最后这个神的国度一定会成就了。
And at the end, God's kingdom will be fulfilled.
那在这个过程里头这个兽也来形成一个兽的国度。
And in the process, the beast will also establish his own kingdom.
所以我们可以看到他们两个是平行而且一直是在对抗的。
And we see that they are parallels going on the same direction and they are against one another.
我们请看十六章的第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 16, verse 10.
第十节，第五位天使把碗倒在兽的座位上，兽的国就黑暗了，人因疼痛就咬自己的舌头。
Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain.
那我们看到这里，这个兽也有它的座位。
Here we see that this beast also has his throne.
这个相对于这个神的宝座。
And so we can compare that to the throne of God.
那这里提到说，这个兽的国就黑暗了，兽有它的国度。
And it mentions here his kingdom become dark.Full of darkness, so beasts also have his kingdom.
在启示录里头也提到两个妇人。
In the Revelation, also talk about two women.
我们请看十二章第一节。
Also turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章第一节，天上出现大异象来，有一个妇人，身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。
A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars.
第二节，她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。
First to them being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth.
那在这里提到一个怀孕的妇人。
Here it talks about a pregnant woman.
那我们知道这就是指着神的教会。
And this referring to the church of God.
那这个神的教会在我们教会就好像是我们的母亲。
And so the church is just like our mother.
我们成为神国的一份子，这常常是这个经过这个生产的疼痛。
And for us, in order for us to become a part of these church of God, a lot of time it goes through the pain of the labor.
好，那有另外一个妇人，我们请看十七章。
And there's also another kind of woman. Let us turn to Revelation 17.
十七章的第一节。
17 verse 1.
第一节，拿着七碗的七位天使中有一位前来对我说：“你到这里来，我将坐在众水之上的大淫妇所要受的刑罚指给你看。”
And one of the seven angels who had seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters.
那相对于那个怀孕的妇人这里是坐在众水之上的大淫妇。
So to the contrast to the woman with a child, here we have the great harlot who sits on many waters.
那十五节。
Verse 15.
天使又对我说，你所看见那淫妇坐的众水就是 多民多人多国多荒。
Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues.
在宝座前，那个穿白衣手拿棕树枝的，是千千万万数不过来。
In front of the throne, we have the great multitudes that no one can count.
那这些被迷惑的人，也是非常的多，也是多国多人，多民多人，多国多荒。
But there are also many people who were being confused and misled, and they are people from multitudes and nations and tongues.
那所以我们在人生的道路上面，在信仰的道路上面，我们都要看清楚。
So in our life as well as in our journey of faith, we must see clearly.
无论如何，大家都往着同一个目标在前进。
Regardless, everyone is moving toward the same direction.
就是主耶稣的再来。
That is the coming of Christ.
但是问题是我们是属于哪一个团体？
But the question is, which group do we belong to?
我们是属于神的国度还是属于兽的国度？
Do we belong to the kingdom of God or do we belong to the kingdom of the beast?
那当然我们也可以看到有两座的城。
And of course, we can see there is two cities.
请看21章第一节。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
21章第一节。
21 verse 1.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away. Also, there was no more sea.
第二节，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Verse 2, Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
那第一个城市，就是这个由天而降的新耶路撒冷。
And so the first city is this New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
那当然这也是在讲着教会。
Of course, this also refers to the church.
当教会达到完全的时候，
When the church is perfected,
就像那从天而降的这个圣城新耶路撒冷。
It will be just like this New Jerusalem, the holy city coming down out of heaven.
那这提醒我们，我们一定要坚持的保守自己在神的教会里头。
And this reminds us that we must hold on and guard ourselves and to keep ourselves in the church of God.
那外在上可能我们物质上我们可能会有一些的损失。
And materially speaking, we might have some losses or some disadvantage.
在生活上，我们可能会有一些的不方便。
In our life, there might be maybe some inconveniences.
在人生的道路上面，我们可能会要有一些的舍弃。
And in our life, it seems like we will lose something.
但是呢，我们是在这个圣城新耶路撒冷里头。
But if we keep ourselves in the new city of Jerusalem,
那第三节,
and verse 3,
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
在神的教会里头有神的同在。
When we are in the church of God, we have the abundance of God.
那神，主耶稣亲自来牧养我们。
And the Lord Jesus Christ will shepherd us himself.
所以第四节说他擦去我们的眼泪。
And verse 4 said God will wipe away our tears.
是的，可能在生活中，可能在这个世界上，我们也会遭遇到一些的苦难。
And yes, in our life, or when we live in this world, we will encounter some sufferings.
但是 从主耶稣那里，我们得到最大的安慰。
But from the Lord Jesus, we shall receive the greatest comfort.
那也不再有死亡。
And there will be no more death.
因为我们知道我们的名字在生命册上。
Because we know our name are written on the book of life.
我们不再有第二次的死。
We will not go through the second death.
那也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
There will be no more crying, sorrow, or no more pain.
因为 我们有着活泼的盼望，
because we have a living hope.
我们已经能够超越了这个世界上所带给我们的一些 疼痛啊悲哀的事情。
We are able to surpass or overcome all the things in this world that can cause us sorrow or cause us crying.
啊，那这个以前的事情都过去了。
Because all the things in the past will be the past.
啊，我们已经真的啊成为一个新造的人。
We will become a new man.
啊，那这样的描述，其实在启示录里头啊也出现了几次。
And so this kind of description appears a few times in the book of Revelation.
哦，那其实他在讲的是同样的事情。
And it is referring to the same thing.
比如说在第七章里头。
For example, in chapter 7.
啊，第七章的十四节说，啊，是从患难中用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
And mentioned that those who come out of great tribulation wash their robe and made them white in blood of the Lamb.
啊，那经过了患难呢，啊，我们就有一个很大的醒悟。
So after we went through great tribulations, we will have a great revelation.
哦，我们对这个世界就能够有很多的舍弃。
And from towards this world, there are many things that we are willing to give up.
哦，那十五节说，所以他们在神的宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的要用帐幕护庇他们。
Verse 15 said, Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them.
经过了患难之后，能够有很大的醒悟，所以呢，能够更专心的来侍奉神。
So after they went through great tribulations, they went through a great awakening, so they can be more focused in serving God.
那更得到这个主耶稣的牧养。
And they were able to be shepherded by the Lord Jesus.
哦，那所以十六节说，不再饥饿，不再渴，日头炎热都不会伤害他们。
So therefore, 16 said, they shall neither hunger anymore, nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat.
哦，这个信仰是很坚固的。
And their faith will be very steadfast.
哦，那可以从属灵的层面啊，来得着饱足啊。这个得到满足
，they are able to feel content from their spiritual side.
啊，那是七节，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命的水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
17, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tears from their eyes.
啊，那相对于这个耶路撒冷，就是另外一个城就是巴比伦。
In contrast to the New Jerusalem is another city, Babylon.
我们请看十八章第一节。
Turn to chapter 18, verse 1.
第一节之后，我看见另有一位大权柄的天使从天降下，啊，就因他的荣耀发光。
After this thing, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory.
啊，第二节，他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，啊，并各样污秽可憎之窃鸟的巢穴。”
Verse 2, and he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird.
哦，那这个巴比伦城是要倾倒的城。
So Babylon is a city that is about to fall.
哦，但是它本来呢，在第三节说，啊，它是很繁华的，啊，是充满着很多的，啊，宴乐的。
But in verse 3, it described this Babylon as a city that is rich and has abundance of luxury.
哦，所以我们仔细的看的话，你还可以找到很多这种相对的啊，平行相对的描述。
So if you look in detail, you will see a lot of these contrasts.
哦，那这些都再一次的来凸显出啊，这个撒旦他的本质。
And all of these also emphasize the true characters of Satan.
哦，就是他一直要跟神同等，哦，来要夺取神的荣耀。
That he always wants to set himself equal to God, and he always wants to get the glory of God.
哦，所以就看起来好像一直在跟神啊在对抗。
And so it seems like he is always against God in every step.
但是我们知道神有绝对的主权。
But we know that God has the absolute authority.
我们请看第十章十一节。
Turn to Revelation chapter 10, verse 11.
第十章十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
十一节，天使对我说：“你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说一言。”
And he said to me, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings."
那这是在讲后来小这个约翰呢、啊，他吃了一个小书卷。
And here it mentioned that John had just eaten a little scroll.
那目的就是要他继续的指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说一言。
And the purpose is for him to prophesy to many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings.
就是继续讲那些将要必成的事情。
That is for him to continue to preach about the things that about happened.
因为神有主权，神所定的，他一定会达到。
Because God has the authority, whatever he has set his mind to, he will fulfill it.
所以整个教会，我们每一个个人是一定能够得胜，能够蒙保守。
So the entire church, every one of us will be kept and will be protected and we will be victorious.
好，我们请看十二章十一节。
Let's turn to Revelation 12, verse 11.
十二章十一节。
Revelation 12, verse 11.
十一节，弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
所以告诉我们为什么我们能够得胜。
Here it tells us the reason why we are able to overcome.
因为我们身上已经带着羔羊的血的记号。
Because we have the blood of the Lamb in us.
主耶稣的宝血继续不断地来洁净我们。
Precious blood of Christ continuously clean us.
还有我们所见证的道，我们所持守的道理。
And also the word of testimonies that we keep.
那我们要去努力的就是最后一项，虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
So the last thing we should do is to put our effort, and that we do not, we do it to the point of not loving our life.
就好像丹尼里的那个三个朋友。
Just like Daniel's three friends.
虽然面对着火窑但是还是为了坚持信仰不怕死。
Even though they were about to be thrown into the furnace, but they kept their determination. They are not afraid of death.
那最后一定胜，一定是得胜。
And at the end, you will be victorious.
那我们也看到说，这个世界它会越来越急速的走向它的结局，它的毁灭。
And we also see that the world will eventually go to its destruction or its end.
那这些就描写在第七印里头。
And this will describe in the seventh seal.
这个第七印里头有七号。
So、in seventh seal, you have the seven trumpets.
还有七碗。
And seven bowls.
这很多都是在描写这个世界的走向跟结局。
And it, a lot of it describing the direction, the end of the world.
那我们现在还是能够传福音的一个阶段。
And so we are still in the stage where we are able to preach gospel.
就是在所谓的一千年里头。
And we are in the period of 1,000 years.
一方面我们要继续坚固我们的信仰。
On one hand, we need to continuously strengthen our faith.
另一方面，我们求主耶稣帮助我们能够多救一些人。
And on the other hand, we must ask the Lord Jesus to help us so we can save more souls.
否则的话这个时间不多了。
Otherwise, we don't have a lot of time.
我们一起唱诗177首。
Let's sing hymn 177.